This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of a new album he describes as ambitious and passionate. It's by Car Seat Headrest. That's the name that singer-songwriter Will Toledo performs under. He self-released 11 albums before signing to a major label. His new collection is called Teens of Denial.
I used to like the mornings. I'd survived another night. I'd walk to breakfast through the garden, see the flowers stretching in the sunlight.
It's been said that Will Toledo took the name Car Seat Headrest because he recorded some of his first songs while sitting in his car, a refuge for some privacy. Still in his early 20s, Toledo sings exactly like you might expect a young man craving both solitude and connection with the world might sound. Conflicted, moody, wry, depressed, and angry around the edges. Like a lot of good rock music, he makes his intense self-consciousness compelling, even exhilarating. Let's listen to a bit of what Toledo calls the mission statement of the album, a song called Fill in the Blank. That song typifies much of this album, Teens of Denial. Heavy with guitar riffs and slamming percussion, over which Will Toledo sings in a plaintive wail. He knows what he sounds like. Not for nothing does he have a line there saying, "You have no right to be depressed," even as his music stakes a claim for being quite gloriously morose.
What a glorious hell we have found until I recognize the sound.
Last year, Toledo put out his first major label release, Teens of Style, re-recordings of some of his older material. Teens of Denial is therefore his first proper studio album, and he does his best to make it sound thrown together. Car Seat Headrest specializes in what might be called the mock spontaneous, the feeling that he works hard to sound as though he's making it up as he goes along. Will Toledo is a sly guy. Listen to what he does with the guitar riff from The Cars' Just What I Needed. He turns that oldie's implication of being on the verge of satisfaction into an anthem of dissatisfaction, of having so many questions to which he has no answers. Which is why he ended up calling the resulting synthesis Just What I Needed, Not Just What I Needed.
Will Toledo tips his hand there.
He loves pop music hooks and catchy choruses as much as he likes to moan about his feelings of crippling ennui. It's in that gap between stated sentiments and the way the music so energetically contradicts him that Toledo achieves some of his best effects.
In the backseat of my heart, my love tells me I'm a mess. I couldn't get the car to start. My keys somewhere in the mess.
It comes and goes in plateaus. 1 month later, I'm a pro. My parents would be proud.
Of necessity, I've played short bits of this album, Teens of Denial, and I should therefore make sure to point out that Will Toledo really likes to stretch out and talk and wail away on his guitar. The majority of the songs on this album exceed the 5-minute mark, and one, The Ballad of the Costa Concordia, is an epic of romantic anger and agony that clocks in at over 11 and a half minutes. Nevertheless, I've played it and indeed the entire album many times over now, and am always freshly nourished by the vigorousness of Will Toledo's arguments with himself, the consistent energy of car seat headrest despair. He makes you want to sing along with his compulsive complaints.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed the new car seat headrest album, Teens of Denial.